This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, Power Hour Nation, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 4/10/2017, the 10th day of the month. I'm Daniel Brigman, your host. We are less than 7 days away from Easter. Yesterday was Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday, the advent of the Messiah as he came into Jerusalem riding on a donkey, on an ass, with the palms going. And to celebrate that, the peaceful religious Islam bombed a bunch of churches in the Middle East. So that's how they felt to celebrate that. With all the hustle and bustle of Syria and last week, we forgot to mention Don Rickles dying. And I don't know why that struck me. I don't know if it means the same to you or what. But to me, it's the end of an era. Don Rickles, Frank Sinatra, the Rat Pack, all those people, they affected culture, they affected America. And him dying, he was kind of the last connection to that part of Vegas, that part of American entertainment. He definitely had touched Johnny Carson. You know, it's a connection to Johnny Carson at his greatest. I can always remember those shows. And I was just reflecting on that and the influence that these entertainers, the influence people. You know, Prince died earlier or last year, and that really... I don't know. They seem like markers in history, markers in our culture that we had lost something. Something is gone now. And this idea of the Overton window, that there's certain people that shape and move that window of our consciousness and our window of what's acceptable, what it means to be a comedian in Don Rickles' case, what it means to be a musician, Prince's case, and what it means to be a politician in Donald Trump's case. During his election, I know of no politician from 1791 up until today who moved the Overton window back towards the founding of our country more than Donald Trump, in more ways and more people. On a mass scale, he almost single-handedly destroyed the mainstream media, which was already dying, but he stuck the nail in the coffin, so to speak, and set the tone for America First, a reversal of where we've been. Now, there's been other politicians. You know, Ron Paul definitely moved that window, prepared that. Ross Perot, Ronald Reagan, to one extent or another. Barry Goldwater in the 60s certainly did. There's been a few others, but very few on a national level who really moved that Overton window. I think that's why it's so painful and crucial to see what's going on now with Syria, and to wonder aloud and in your heart, what in the world is going on? Have we been duped? Have we, has the cheese been moved on us, so to speak? I spent the better part of this weekend, or at least my free time this weekend, looking at this serious situation from many, many different angles. And we're going to go over that, the first part of the news, and we'll have time to take one or two of your calls, because I want to see here where you're at and what's going on in your mind, because we're definitely at a crossroads. So we'll get to that, the first part. We have a couple of fantastic guests today. In the second hour, we have Craig Sawyer, Craig Sawman Sawyer. He's, of course, a veteran of Navy SEAL teams, involved in many top secret operations. He came to the point where, unlike most people in the military, he started questioning what was going on, and that led him on a journey and led him to do some of the things on TV and question. And now he's on a crusade for children. For children, and to rescue children, Veterans for Child Rescue, veteransforchildrescue.org. That is what he's going to talk about, and what that means about pedophilia and the connections he has, and what how he wants you involved, and what he's doing. So we're just very excited to hear from him, and you'll be able to ask him some questions at the end of his interview. In the third hour, Dan Israel, Christianity Unmasked. the origins of Easter. Some of the, it's not the same thing you may have assumed. Joyce will be with us a little later, and I'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, 8 minutes after the hour. So glad that you have joined us. Now, it's been almost four days since the bombing of the Sharaa airfield in Syria. There is no question that this is a major crossroad, not only for our nation, but specifically for Trump and the support with his base, which is fracturing a little bit. During the election, he repeatedly promised to, quote, hit the hell out of ISIS, but he also promised a different political direction. It has been my concern and now alarm that Trump could be talked into war rather easily. And that seems more true today than ever before. I've spent the better part of this weekend, like I said, trying to see where we are with all this. I have discussed it with several sources. We had Dave Jand on the end of last week in the second hour. He brought up some very, very good points. Now, Dave Bertrand of the Bertrand Intelligence Report, and the Power Hour listener, by the way, he has also done a lot of research. We've been back and forth with his contacts in intelligence and military, and he's been a great help, and I wanted to thank him. Now, one thing I've learned over the past 72 hours is this dynamic is not as clear-cut as you may think or want it to be. There are several situations going on. I believe there are at least 4 major scenarios possible at play, or To complicate it further, a combinations of two or more of them, or combinations of all four of them. First, let's talk about what we know. Just about a week ago, Rex Tillerson came out and backed off talk of taking out Assad in Syria, leaving it up to the Syrian people. Yay, I think most of us at the Power Hour probably like that. At the same time, possibly the biggest scandal in the history of the United States government was coming to a head. Susan Rice had denied, then admitted, unmasking, a.k.a. spying. I mean, they use these words, unmasking. She was spying. They were spying on Trump and his team for some time. Further details were leading us to believe it was the tip of the iceberg. The idea that George Orwell, 1984, Big Brother type surveillance was not fiction, was looking possible to mainstream America. You know, we talked a little in the intro about the Overton window. What's in our view? What's in the hearts and minds, the ideas of the American people? That idea was starting to come right into view. Faster than it takes a small cut to heal, everything changed. There is some sort of bombing in Syria, supposedly Syrian gas used by Assad on his own people. Everyone from Rand to Ron Paul to Judge Jeanine has come out with their own opinion. Here are the options as I see them, at least the major options. There are some fringe elements to this and parts of this, but here's the major possibilities that I see. One, Trump has completely gone over to the military-industrial complex. He either has been seduced or always was in this camp. He is surrounded by Goldman Sachs insiders, and if it walks and talks like a duck, it must be a duck. He made a knee-jerk decision without founding all the evidence to bomb Syria as a preface for full-scale war in the region. Or that's what he always wanted. Or who knows. That's the first option. Second, this is all part of a power play to impress the world, impress upon the world the United States' dominant position of strength. Trump is an expert, no question, at the art of the deal and knows better than anybody else the message such an attack would send. I have a very hard time believing it is a mere coincidence that the president of China was in Florida with the Trumps at the exact moment he launched that strike on the airfield. I just have a very hard time believing that that's coincidence. You know, can you imagine the Chinese delegations, their eyes bugging out of their heads and their tuxedos on the way to the party at Mar-a-Lago when they heard about that? It is quite plausible this isn't really about Syria at all, or at least partly. North Korea and the huge trade deficit with China could easily be seen as more important. Was this a show of strength? Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea, he's come out and said he is not scared by the bravado of the United States that is shown in this bombing. Really? So at least he believes, that's him, he believes to some degree that this act may have been an overtly directed at him. So at least he sees that as that way. Also, something very important Trump did not say in his public address after the bombing. I do not think this was accidental, and I believe it is extremely important and tells something of his mindset. He did not get in front of the American people and say, Assad must go. He did not say that and stop just short of that. Other people surrounding him have hinted at it, but he did not say it. What does that mean? Well, it is reasonable to believe that that means it's on the negotiating table. Is that a message out to Russia? Is that a message to Assad himself? This is up for negotiation. This man is the master at the art of the deal and playing all sides. He has proven himself very highly intelligent. Now, Russia and the West are both very concerned about the oil and gas pipeline running through Syria. There's no question that that's at play here. The U.S. corporations want the pipeline to go through Syria. Russia wants to maintain the energy monopoly in the region. is increased American involvement part of a broader negotiation about this pipeline? Where does Israel play into this? I think it would be naive to discount their influence. You can bet your bottom dollar they don't want a strong Syria backed by Russia and Iran right in the region. On top of that, it's quite possible that Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law, is at least Mossad influenced. You know, Robert Steele has put there's a lot of information he's putting out about that. We'll talk more here in a second. That's the second scenario as I see it. Third scenario. This was all planned out with Russia and therefore Syria. There is more than ample evidence to support this theory. Why? Our military alerted Russia before it bombed the airfield. It wasn't, people are saying this is an act of war. It's not an act of war when you tell the people, hey, I'm going to bomb this out of the way airfield and I'm not going to do that much damage. That is not an act of war. And I've heard that say over and over again. I don't see how it's an act of war. Not the way it was carried out. He told them it was coming. He let them know. Everybody evacuated out to so there wouldn't be casualties. And then they didn't even destroy, do that much damage. There were reported 60 Tomahawk missiles. 60. Do you know how much damage 60 Tomahawk missiles can do? But there was nowhere near that kind of destruction. If Russia wanted to, they could have shot down most of those Tomahawks before they landed. They didn't. I mean, you talk about damage. More damage is done every year in New Orleans during Mardi Gras than was done at that airfield in Sherratt. There's no question that that's true and raises some kind of question. Could Russia be aligned with the U.S. on this? Could it be aligned with Trump personally? Could this all be a move to bring America into the region and a dual front, Russia and America, to crush ISIS? If Trump were to just come on board with Russia without something like this, what would the media do to them? I know it's... many of us would like to think that Trump should just do things and not worry about the media, but unfortunately, the media is part of this. The corporate media, all media, but definitely the corporate media, does influence these decisions and should be taken into consideration. That's the third possibility as I see it. And the fourth is that he was just plain duped. Trump has been duped. Robert Steele, like I said, he has pointed out several disturbing facets to this Rubik's Cube. And it's beyond a Rubik's Cube at this point. I mean, it's like one of those double Rubik's Cubes. I don't know if you've seen those. This is a very complicated puzzle. And there's many things at work here. Trump is surrounded by men with agendas who aren't up to the task of what we're dealing with. Or they have agendas and they aren't quite up to what we're dealing with. That's what Robert Steele says, the former CIA agent. The biggest problems facing this country are poverty, jobs, not Syria. So why is he doing this now? His base is fracturing and the same media that he called very fake, CNN and the like, are now aligning with him. That makes me very nervous. I don't know how everybody at Power Hour Nation feels, but that makes me concerned when I start to see what side people fall on. That is more than a little disturbing. Now, from my sources in special ops, I heard 3 months ago that a big operation was being planned for the summer. And that was 3 months ago. That was about the time of the, after the, maybe it was 4 months ago, after the inauguration, or after the election, right about, maybe a little before the inauguration. I heard that there was a big operation planned for the summer. Now, did that change when Trump got in, or was that always planned and Trump's just carrying on a part of this, or is being duped into it? I don't know. This leads me to believe the intelligence community may be walking us into war, or this was the plan to take out ISIS all along, or Trump came in with this plan. That was part of his discussions with the generals as he was getting elected. If this is true, I'm not saying is, but my question is then, what is the exit strategy? We walk into Syria, and it is a mess, and no matter how you believe, you may believe walking away, backing out, and just let it play out is a viable option, but also walking in and then settling it. For years, what we have seen in the Middle East is just the opposite. We've seen escalation, de-escalation, escalation, really not getting the job done, arming ISIS, arming Al-Qaeda, not arming them, using them against us. It's been a schizophrenic policy in the Middle East, and has caused the destabilization, the mass immigration we have seen, all these problems. It's more than viable, more than plausible to say, let's go in and straighten all this out and secure it. That is what Trump promised to do. But is he getting duped? Now, here's one important, very important question I think we need to ask. What would happen if Donald Trump was to ignore all the input from his cabinet and just say, forget it, we're not doing anything, and we're backing away? What do you think would happen to him in public opinion? We'll talk about that and more in North Korea on the other side. Also, we'll take a couple of your calls. I want to see where you're at, Power Hour Nation, so get ready to call in. 855-995-6923.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, 24 minutes after the hour, wherever you are. We're discussing the Syria situation, and there's no question it's disturbing and it's on a lot of people's mind. I tried to make sense of this weekend, and honestly, it was very difficult. There is points on all sides. There are several scenarios at play. I broke it down to four basic options that I see. And, you know, there's offshoots of that on either way. But the four are that, you know, Trump is completely compromised now and is completely doing the bidding of the New World Order and military-industrial complex. Or maybe he always was. Two, that this was a part of a power play to impress upon the United States our position of dominance, that it was a show for Russia, or not Russia, it was a show for China and North Korea. Three, that it was planned out with Russia and Syria as an opportunity for us to go into the region and jointly do a pincer attack on ISIS. There's evidence to suggest that. There's no question that we did not, to say it was an act of war, what we did is, I don't think it's true. The amount of damage that we did, it looks like the whole thing was calculated and planned out. I mean, we told them we were coming. They evacuated everybody. We blew up a couple planes that were being refurbished anyway. We didn't even strike the airfield. I mean, like I said, more damage is done at a weekend in Mardi Gras in New Orleans than was done in this airfield. That's not an act of war. The fourth scenario that I see as possible is he's being totally duped. He's surrounded by McMaster and Kushner and a lot of Goldman Sachs people. There's a lot of people surrounding him that maybe I would question their motives and be a little concerned about. So that he's being duped. What does that mean? You know, I asked the question before the break. We're going to take your calls because I want to hear your opinion. Give me a call. Give us a call at the Power Hour, 855-995-6923. We're going to take two or three calls. You know, maybe you have a different opinion. Maybe you agree with one of those scenarios. Maybe you agree with all of them. I really don't know. And anybody who thinks they clearly know, I would like to talk to them. One very important question that I think needs to be asked. What would have happened, or what would happen, if Donald Trump were to ignore his cabinet at this time and just say, no, we're not going into Syria, we're going to back out, and that's just the way it is. What would happen? He would be absolutely crucified in the corporate media. And with all the other talk, it was, you know, talk of impeachment, it would have just snowballed. It would have just totally ground to a halt everything he's doing. I idealistic to think different, but I think it's naive if we don't recognize that. Is there some fourth dimensional chess going on here? Trump has proven very smart. I don't know. Let's go to your calls. John in Michigan. John in Michigan, you're on the air live. What's on your mind today, John?
Well, you were, I think, on the right track when you talked about McMaster's. Alex Jones had a great show yesterday exposing a lot of what was taking place, and McMaster's supposedly gets his orders from Petraeus, and I believe that McMaster's was part of the Obama administration, too. So he's having a conflict, McMaster's is, with Bannon, and that is one reason why Bannon is no longer with the Security Council, and there's a lot going on behind the scenes there, and also with his daughter and son-in-law and their affiliation with the people from Wall Street, too. He mentioned on the show that they're bringing in 100,000 or over 100,000 ground troops into Syria, and I don't recollect exactly what the purpose of that is, but this is larger than what most there is an agenda, and I do feel that there's, I think, a Russian affiliation. What's his name? Tillerson is going to Russia this week, I believe, and that'll be interesting to see what comes out of that. It's very, very confusing to most of the people that with the information we're getting from mainstream media.
Well, I think those are very. Let me ask you this, because I think you're bringing up very good points, and I heard that about the troops, and the, I mean, I even heard up to 150,000 troops, which I mean, that's a pretty big presence. We're coming up on the break. I'm going to hold you over, John. Stay on line. Anybody else wants to get on this? I really want to hear your opinion. Where are you guys with this? You have such good points. So hang on, John. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Daniel.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, 33 minutes after the hour. I just got an email from Jeff. Boy, people, this is a hot-button topic. We're getting a lot of emails. Daniel, I'm beginning to feel that the course of events have long been laid out by the powers that should not be. No matter who gets elected, the major events still go down. How they play out may be different, but the course is the same. Hillary would have been a willing participant. Trump may not be so willing, but is still in the end powerless to stop them. I believe he is being extorted. And the American people are the hostages. Very good point. Leroy says, He's conflicted. U.S. fires 59 missiles to protect women and children, but isn't abortion still legal in states? Very good point, Leroy. And we're talking, I'd like to remind you about the Power Mall. Things that you buy, things that you need, you have everything over there. Buy from the good guys. They're going to be open in about 25 minutes. Give them a call, 877-817-9829. So give them a call. Now, we have several people lined up. We're going to take your calls. John, we're going to finish with you. John, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I have a question about, do you think that it's possible that the U.S. and Russia are kind of aligned on this, that this was all planned?
I think so, because of all the heat that Trump has been getting from the Democrats regarding the Russians in our election. I feel that this is just an easy way to, or not an easy way, but just a way to let Russia know that they're yeah, not the way it is. And there were, on Alex's show yesterday, he had Roger Stone and then a broadcaster named Mike Cernovich, and both of those had really good information about this and the agenda. And it, your question, I think, is legitimate about the Russian relationship. I think they are very, they rejected the world bankers, and I think that's the reason we're in Syria and the reason we're that there all this Russia, anti-Russia stuff is in the media, because the world bankers don't have the grip on them as they used to.
Well, awesome. Well, I sure appreciate your call. We got lots of calls. We want to get to everybody. John, sure appreciate your input there. God bless, buddy. Let's go to Dawn in Texas. Dawn in Texas, you are live on the air of the Power Hour. What's on your mind? Dawn in Texas? Nathan, do we have Dawn in Texas? There we are, Don, in Texas. Hello.
Yeah, my phone malfunctioned.
Oh, well, there we go.
Hey. Anyway, anytime I find myself in agreement with a globalist, I think I'm in trouble. And all the people applauding Trump's action in Syria are globalists.
Yes, yes. Well, so what do you think's going on?
I have no idea, but I was speaking with a friend of mine in Germany yesterday,
yeah,
and we concluded that he's getting a lot of bad advice.
Well, I think he's definitely surrounded by Goldman Sachs. He's definitely surrounded by globalists all around. That's why we're very concerned about Bannon, because he's one of the not globalists that is there. I can see a scenario where he's almost left with no choice but to go along with this. We can be naive about this, and we can say all we want. He is running in a swamp. He is left with no other option but to really go along with this and see how he can flip it on his head. I can also see a scenario where he just is given away to this. I don't believe that, but I it's definitely possible. Anything else you'd like to say, Don? I think.
Yes, I would. I'd like to say something about one of your upcoming guests, Dan
sure.
Israel.
Yes.
His book is great. The group that I affiliate with has 3 ex-seminarians in it, all bemoaning the time and money they wasted there.
Ooh, oh, very good. Well, he's going to be in the third hour. Joyce is going to be here to interview him, and so that will be very good. We appreciate
it, Don. You need to listen to him. He's great.
I am. Well, God bless. We really appreciate your input. God bless,
okay.
Don.
Thanks. Bye.
Let's go to Jim in Arkansas. Jim in Arkansas, you are live on the air. What's on your mind, Jim?
Yeah, I hope I can make it through this phone call. I spent 8 hours on a Yahoo account posting stuff to the storage. I was making great use of the meme, make ISIS great again. When you attack Assad, you're making ISIS great again.
Hmm.
That should be brought to his attention. All you people out there with Twitter accounts, get on Trump's case.
Make ISIS great again.
He's not making America great. He's making ISIS great. He's strengthening them. And, yes, it was an act of war. You don't have to hit targets. When you bomb a country, that's an act of war. Have Judge Napolitano or Judge Jeanine on there have them give you a synopsis of that viewpoint. They'd make good guests, too, by the way. The other thing is I was using the phraseology Lord Kushner, Prince of the Swamp, because that's what it amounts to. And I think Trump has statin damage. He's on statins. What's that do to the brain?
Good point. Good point.
Yeah.
All very good points.
And he's having liver problems. It should be brought to his attention. You know, he's surrounded by a bunch of crap. And, people get on a Twitter account and start putting their thoughts to him, the press might start covering it, and it could snowball.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you think, if for those who say, well, this is what Trump told you he was going to do all along, he told you he was going to hit ISIS. What would you say to that?
Well, he wouldn't do that because he'd kill the CIA advisors.
Well, bam.
That's what the circus is, you know?
That's very frustrating. I'm very concerned about that.
Yeah, the CIA knows it. The Green Berets were in there training them. You know, I'm not a military genius, but they're airdropping arms to those guys over there. You know that, right?
Yeah, and the little white Toyota trucks that they give them, every time I see one of those stupid trucks, it drives me crazy.
Where did they come from? They're only made in the U.S. So what I would have done, I would have put RFID chips, which they try to use against us, I'd put them in all those rifle butts.
Oh, wow. Boy, that's a good idea.
Yeah, how stupid are they? That's not the Pentagon. Yeah. That's the pentagram.
Ooh, good. Jim, I sure appreciate your call. We got a bunch of other callers. Thank you so much for your input. That was very good analysis, I think, and very valid perspective. Mike in North Carolina, you are live on the air. What's on your mind today, Mike?
Thanks, Daniel, for taking my call. I appreciate you supporting Pastor Butch. I just want to say a few things, man, and get your input. Okay. He was in a few days, man. He hit Yemen. Well, those people had rifles against drones and aircraft, man, and missiles. Were women and children killed? He sent a bunch of weapons to Saudi Arabia. You know where that's going, man. It's going to ISIS. And then he hit Syria. Were civilians killed? And then four countries in Africa given the Pentagon the ability just to wage war wherever it wants with no congressional approval and then making the move secret where we can't see it, but every military in the world knows what we're doing. And Syria, JFK Jr.'s article, another pipeline war, man, this started a long time ago. Is it about a pipeline? Go on Zero Hedge, man, and look at the maps that are up there about the pipelines. And, man, there's children going missing in every state in the United States. They're just every day they're just snatching them up. Are they headed to the Middle East of North Carolina, of North America, you know, D.C. area?
Mm-hmm.
And man, is attacking these sovereign nations, is that what he was elected for? Maybe we made a mistake. Millions of people that hadn't voted in years came out and voted for this man to clean this mess up. That he should be fighting here, not these people. Man, when you go in with aircraft against people with AKs, that's the same thing as AKs against people with rifle with rocks and sticks, like in Africa. And look, we in Africa, we supported the rebel groups that took and held the mineral rich areas, copper, tin, oil, diamonds, and then when they took those areas, then we sent in troops. So it's all I can say is just be praying for this nation, man, and people go to
church. That's such a good point. Yeah, I think that's such a good point to pray. What let me ask you you said about home. See, I think at home our biggest What do you think the biggest problem home in the United States is? Not in the Middle East. What's the biggest problem?
We gotta repent and we gotta get rid of Bohemian Grove. I mean, that'd be a real good start right there, man. Colin Powell, he's up there with our boy that we sent up there. He's a member of Bohemian Grove, man. They worship Moloch there. Mm. I mean, you want to get down to the heart of it, man? Here it is.
You know? I think best case scenario, and I think everything you're saying is extremely valid. One thing I will not take exception with, but you know, we elected Trump to do this. We elect Trump to. Trump is a man. We have to. I think you said it clearly. We have to repent. We have to change our dynamic because this is so much bigger than one man can handle. And I'm just, I'm all over the place on this right now. And I see everything you just said was valid.
Well, let me ask you one question.
Sure.
One question, brother. If you were up there, would you be doing the same thing he's doing? That's all I got to say, man. I know you're good enough to know that you wouldn't.
Well,
I love you, man.
Thank you, Mike. Let me answer that. The real answer to that question is I don't know what I would be doing. Because I don't know. I'm a different person. I honest to God don't know. I might be dead by now.
He's got Marines. You know? The Marines, man, they always have and always will. They're at the beck and call of one person, and that's the president.
Awesome. Well, Mike, thank you so much for your call.
God bless you, man. Thanks a bunch.
Let's go to Dave in New York. Dave in New York, what's on your mind, please? Dave in New York?
Hello, here we go. Dave. I'm on now. I'm on now, Daniel.
There you are.
Yeah. I was watching Rex Tillerson yesterday.
Yep.
And, I'm confused. When did he meet with Assad?
I don't know. Good question.
Yeah, they said like within the last few days or whatever. Well, you know, I saw him, whether it was Meet the Prostitutes or This Reeks with Stupanopoulos. He said that this isn't the first chemical attack they've had. They had one back on March 25th and March 30th. And I'm thinking, whoa, really? I think he met with him after that. But I could be wrong. Like, okay, we'll give you two of those chemical attacks, but the third one, you don't want to cross that. You know what I mean? Maybe it was a Freudian slip on his part for telling
maybe.
The truth. You know?
It makes no sense. It makes no sense for Assad to bomb his people the way things are going. I mean, it just begs the question that there has to be some sort of alliance or something deeper. It just, logic says that there's something deeper there, one way or another.
You know what bothers me, Daniel, is that I think a lot of us, well, not a lot, I'm not included in the us part, but a lot of people almost look like they were encouraging Obama to be considered as the Messiah. You know, Trump's not the Messiah, okay? And what I see of all this coming in our time in history is that everybody, again, from the king to the Shushan boy, is going to be exposed. And you know what I mean? That's all happening. I mean,
that's great.
You know, and we know that. You know, whatever you see coming, don't put your faith in Trump. You're on the wrong team.
Well, I think what we put our faith in is that Trump did something amazing. He accomplished something. But I think he's a manifestation of really our awakening, that America's awakening. I don't think it was, you know, he's the Pied Piper or anything. I think he's a manifestation. That's what I think. Dave, I sure appreciate your comments.
Thanks.
All very valid. Thank you so much. Let's go to Mike in Connecticut. Mike in Connecticut, what's on your mind today, Mike?
Oh, hi, Daniel.
Hi.
Hi. A couple hundred years ago, von Clausewitz, who's taught at all of in the world's military academies, said that war and peace are simply extensions of one another. When you can't get what you want with war, use diplomacy and peace and trade, and when you can't get it in those fashions, you go to war. So they become an interchangeable template that all the big powers of the world, and probably the little ones too, use to try to get what they want, or at least think what they want. Now, as the columns holding up, you could say, civilization are collapsing, how are we going to prop up the credibility in the system? And one of the ways is to use the enormous reservoir of communication, which brings with it a lot of illusion. So I think illusionistically, like that third option you mentioned, Trump fired a bunch, essentially he fired a bunch of blanks, a barrage that brought about a sympathetic response that got people like Senator McCain and his ilk all temporarily at least supporting the president. And I think the world of control now involves a lot of illusion and acting out of things short of genuine war. War is a little too hardcore and would take down everything, plus it's too darned expensive. So now we use illusion as the main force in the world for the time being. But just check von Clausewitz, who was a strategist from 200 years ago, and that's what's being taught. We're practicing a war here of illusion with pictures and allegations, and since our central system of communications largely failed us recently, and the election proved that, we're going around with a new paradigm, trying to develop a new paradigm now, Dan, which is going to be making things happen illusionistically and then seeing that they happen actually as a kind of a follow-up to the picture show. And I thank you for taking the time to take my call.
Well, I think that is just really good analysis, really good points. I just have to say it's an act of war, what we did, it seems like to me it's a stage to me.
That's, yes, sir. And in those days, what a ship would do, one of the old ships with the sails and everything, they'd haul into a port and, fire some guns, and then they'd sail off. But they weren't going to land 100,000 troops.
Yeah.
They knew how to give one another a bloody nose, and that was usually enough to send people to the negotiating table.
Good point. Hey, well, God bless, Mike. We have, the calls are just, I didn't want to take this many calls, but the phone lines are lighting up. So we'll continue with your calls briefly. Stay tuned after this 3-minute break.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. 54 minutes after the hour, we've obviously hit a hot button topic because the phone lines stay lit up. I'd like to briefly just remind everybody that we're going to be redoing our website and relaunching everything, and we want your involvement. We want your help. We need your help. Now, I sent out this call a couple weeks ago, got a lot of responses. We're looking for more responses, especially writers. If you want to write articles, write op-eds, that kind of thing for our new website, we're going to be doing a lot with getting that information out. We want to hear from you. Please email me, Daniel, or powerhourdaniel@gmail.com. powerhourdaniel@gmail.com. Please put in the subject, help the Power Hour. If you don't put in the subject, help the Power Hour, it's going to get lost. Put in the subject, help the Power Hour. If you're interested, this week I'm going to be organizing all these emails and sending out a follow-up. So if you emailed before, very encouraged, and thank you so much for wanting to be involved. And I think, you know, computer work, graphic design, and definitely writing, we want and need your help. Please email me, not Joyce or the Power Hour team. I'm going to be handling it, and then they'll get confused with it if you mail it to them. So mail to me, powerhourdaniel@gmail.com, and we have really talented people, so appreciate it. Let's get back to the callers. Phil in Florida. Phil, you are live on the air. What's on your mind today, Phil?
Thank you, Daniel. Good morning. And
good morning.
I want to first thank you, and I appreciate the time you put into this and what you presented to us this morning and gave me some more to think about. I also need to tell on myself here that I also, like many, looked into this over the weekend, and I snapped a judgment. I was thinking, oh, what's Daniel going to say to defend Trump on Monday morning? And I'm a bit ashamed of myself, Daniel, and I hope you'll forgive me. I don't know what to be. I really believe that whether Trump was sincere and whether, like you said, he changed things and millions of people woke up and he changed. I don't go 100% with that. I think more that this is the Trump deception, and whether Trump's knowingly part of it or not, but we are being played once again by the powers that have always been and shouldn't be. And but as far as Syria and attacking, yes, it does seem what you're presenting to us that it's choreographed, and there's so much more going on. There's the pipelines. There's the what changed things for me this morning. Was hearing you also mentioned Israel has a play in this as well, and it's not all or nothing. One people, or you know, there's many interests involved in these wars. The last thing I want to say is we're responsible. You know, we have to be the leaders ourselves and stop looking for others to do it for us. And the Achilles heel to all of this is the false flag attack of 9/11/01. That is what's been used. That was the new Pearl Harbor that William Kristol, the Weekly Standard, the neocons, the PNAC guys, the Clean Break, and everyone else who jumped on board to get theirs with these 9/11 wars, you know, the pipeline people, the Halliburtons and Cheney's and the banks. And it's 9/11 has been still to this very day the sole justification for this whole war on terror, which we really need to continue to call relabel the 9/11 wars so we can connect these two dots. And I'm going to shut up. I know the callers are great, and I'm just going to stop and listen. Thank you for what
you're
doing.
Hey, Phil, God bless, man. Hey, thank you very much. Some good insight there. I really appreciate it. We'll be back after this quick 1-minute, 10-second break. We have Diane in Tennessee is next up.